This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thorne to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So Friday night, what do we got going on?
Oh, a couple fun things. One thing at the Hippodrome, we have Moulin Rouge with Shadowcast from Waco Civic Theater. So that's kind of fun. That's kicking off at 6:30, and costs are between $5 and $8 at the Hippodrome downtown. And then another fun thing going on tonight at 8:30 or dusk, whichever comes first. The City of Hewitt and Channel 25 are sponsoring a fun-free family night in Hewitt at Warren Park. And the movie is going to be Pan, about Peter Pan.
Right.
And like I say, it's at Warren Park, which is on Old Temple Road, and they're hoping to get started at 8:30 or whenever it starts getting dark.
Very cool. And to kick off your weekend, there's a couple events going on at McLean Stadium. So both Saturday and Sunday will be the McLean Stadium Outdoor Expo and On the Water Boat Show. So it's really the perfect event for the outdoor enthusiast in your life. So there will be boat, motorsport, RV exhibitors, and just a bunch of like outdoor type activities. And that's going to start at 10 a.m. on Saturday and continue on Sunday. And also on Saturday at McLean Stadium is Christmas in July. So it's kind of a family event. You know, they'll have, you know, water inflatables on the field, you know, everyone can enjoy and just really cool off with some face painting and just lots of different fun family activities, including a guest appearance from
Santa.
Yeah. So that's going to cost $5 to $10, and that's from 2 to 7 at McLean Stadium.
Oh, that's fun. But if you don't feel like going out to McLean Stadium, a couple other fun things going on in town. Fitness in the Park at Cameron Park. Coach Cody Talley is going to be out at Cameron Park in the area around the Redwood Shelter at about 10 o'clock showing you how to do circuit training. So any age, any gender, any training level, just a good way to learn about physical activity and pick up some new exercises that you can do with little to no equipment. So that'll be fun, 10 o'clock Saturday at Cameron Park.
So we always talk about how the library is the place to be, and here's another example. On Saturday, the South Waco Library is having a life-size game day. So they're going to have games that are like huge.
So fun.
And that's going to be, you know, at 2 p.m. again at the South Waco Library.
We have the best library ever. Also Saturday, Missoula International Children's Theater Tour. They come every year and put on a show at Waco Civic Theater. And this year's show is Blackbeard the Pirate. And it is going to be Saturday afternoon at either 3 or at 5, costs between $5 and $8. And it's going to have some kids from town. So go see some of our local talent.
Very cool. And Saturday is the one-year anniversary of the Waco Mammoth National Monument.
Happy birthday!
So they'll be celebrating with a free screening of the PBS film The National Parks of Texas, In Contact with Beauty. And so, you know, they're encouraging you to bring your own lawn chairs, blankets, and coolers, but, you know, leave the glass bottles at home. And head down to the National Monument to see this documentary. Gates will reopen at 7:30. Movie begins at dusk, and this is a free event.
Fun. And also on Saturday, so many great things going on, Summer Music Series at the Waco Hippodrome. So this is a free summer music series with to give you a chance to listen to some local artists. And Saturday night is going to be Doc Dockery Blues, starting at 7 on the patio at the Hippodrome. Free, no cover, but food and drink service is offered. So if you like the blues, Hippodrome, Saturday night.
And on Sunday, and if you've just become a, you know, dog mother, dog father,
right,
or cat dad, whatever, and you haven't, you know, gotten them their vaccines or microchips or any of that preventative care stuff, you can head down to the animal birth control clinic on Sunday and get vaccines at low costs, microchips, and flea and tick preventative care. And, you know, the cost is going to vary by procedure. But that'll be from 10 a.m. on Sunday to 2 p.m. And on Monday, we still got a lot going on in the coming week, right, Ashley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So starting on Monday and going through Thursday is another one of these fun MCC Kids College classes. It's called Mechatronic Masterminds. Mm. And the idea is that your kids, age 7 to 14 years old, kind of participate in this engineering for kids activity. And the story is that Kelvin has invented a perpetual motion machine, but an evil genius is trying to steal it.
Oh, no.
So the kids are all going to be a team working together to build ways to safeguard the perpetual motion machine. So it's happening at MCC. It's Monday through Thursday. Afternoons from 1 to 4. It costs $150 for a great week's worth of engineering fun. And then also I want to mention on Monday, Mission Waco Legal Services is offering their free legal advice clinic. This actually happens once a month, usually the first Monday of the month. And it's for low-income folks who just need a little bit of legal consultation. So they're encouraged to call and make appointments between 6 and 8 p.m. It's at the Meyer Center on Washington Avenue. But another reason why I want to mention it is because they are always looking for volunteers, specifically attorneys who can help with this great program they have going on at Mission Waco Meyer Center.
And on Tuesday, you know, if you're still looking for some activities to keep the kiddos busy this summer, there's a couple events that are perfect for that. At 2 on Tuesday, the Central Library is showing the movie Tron Legacy, and they'll also have some blacklight crafts and games to, you know, kind of go with the movie. And then also there's at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center some magic fun with Gusto, the great, that's a magician. So if your kids are interested in magic or just want to go check that out, that's going to be at 10:30 and 1:30, again, at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center.
Also on Tuesday, if you are interested in sustainable energy and making clean energy a part of the energy options in Central Texas, there's a new group that's starting to meet. It's called Affordable Clean Energy Syntex, or ACE Syntex, and they are holding a meeting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday at Trujillo's restaurant. And the purpose of the group is going to be to promote renewable energy as a viable alternative for our city and region. So if that's an important issue for you, 6 o'clock on Tuesday at Trujillo's is the place to be.
Very cool. And on Wednesday, the Central Texas Watercolor Society is having their monthly meetup. So they'll be presenting a program on critique paintings, and they'll critique the painting of the month. And it's just, you know, if you're interested in watercolor and painting, this is a perfect opportunity for you. That is $10, and it is at 9 a.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit.
And then a little bit later on Wednesday, Bagar Theater presents Anansi and the Moss-Covered Rock, which is a fun kids' play about a spider who is trying to get food without working through the help of using a magic rock. And that is going to be at 10:30 and at 1:30 at West Waco Library. So another fun event for the kids. And then also Wednesday evening, this comes up once a month, it's the Special Friends Frenzy Dance. And it is just a fun time for your special needs friends or family members. They always have great music, refreshments, door prizes. And it's a fun opportunity for dancing and socializing for some of our special needs friends. It's not designed for respite, so don't plan on dropping off your special needs friend or family member, but please just come and enjoy the fun. It's $3 for each special needs person and then free for the accompanying caregiver. And this is at the Sol Ross Citizen Center on the corner of 15th and Waco Drive, starting at 6:30 on Wednesday.
Wonderful. And on Thursday, Mills and Wheels is inviting, you know, all local senior citizens to come down to their summer senior picnic. And the theme this year is celebrating life. And, you know, attendees will be able to have a lunch. Sounds like a pretty good lunch.
Right.
you know, they'll have different activities like a cupcake walk, face painting, arts and crafts, and some live music if you wanted to dance too, maybe.
Right.
So that's going to be $5 at the door at the Harrison Senior Center. And that's going to be from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And then another really interesting thing going on Thursday is the Brazos Forum is presenting a, I guess you'd call it a lecture, called How to Build an Orchestra. And Mark Whitney is going to be the presenter, and he plays bass for the Waco Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have always wanted to just learn a little bit more about how an orchestra works, he's going to talk about what makes up an orchestra, what it takes to put one together, how orchestras and audiences have changed over the years, and then there'll be a time for question and answers, and that's all free. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's at the SBC Theater, which is inside the Mayborn Museum. And then another fun thing happening on Thursday at the libraries again. Library is the place to be in the summer, is family night game time. So 7 o'clock at West Waco Library, relay races, board games, all kinds of fun for the whole family. So take advantage of your library.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week.
As usual.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.